This episode of the Regstick Podcast, sponsored by El Rio Grande Mexican Restaurant. If you're looking for authentic home-style Mexican food and the best margaritas you'll ever salt your lips with, go see our friend Raul Urdiales and the fun-loving staff at Baton Rouge's oldest Mexican restaurant, El Rio Grande. 8334 Airline Highway, just north of Florida, across from Frank's.
Welcome to the Regstick Podcast. Today's guests are Sunny Weathers of Sunny's Disposition fame, and from the Me and My Big Mouth podcast, Charles Pierce. Now here's your host, the Regstick's comedian-in-chief, Jeremy White.
You guys just literally missed the best podcast ever.
I know. We had a whole podcast going and we realized that two of the three microphones were off.
But the mics that were... Well, let's introduce ourselves.
Yeah, we have to introduce ourselves.
Start over.
Who are we and where are we?
Who are we and where are we? I feel like Admiral Stockdale in the 92 vice presidential debate.
Who am I? What am I doing here?
My name is Jeremy.
That's a solid throwback. I forgot about Stockdale,
huh? That was Ross Perot's running mate. My name is Jeremy White. This is the Regstick Podcast here at El Rio Grande, 8334 Airline Highway, just north of Florida, across from Frank's. And I am your host, and to my right, the one and only Mr. Sunny Weathers.
Hi. Nobody cares about me.
No. And then
I'm old hat around here.
Old hat. And then to his right, a newbie, a virgin to the Regstick Podcast, but not a virgin to...
podcasting overall.
Okay.
He's the seasoned veteran.
Yeah, he is.
Well, let's not get carried away now.
Baton Rouge podcast. Yeah.
From Me and My Big Mouth podcast, the one and only Mr. Chuck P. Charles Pierce. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on the show, sir.
Not a problem.
The me and the my big mouth of that podcast.
I am the whole kit and caboodle, as they say.
I was on your show last year. We were doing the review of the best of 225, or that bullshit.
Yeah. I'm planning another one, so you need to be on that one.
And we'll coordinate that with you.
You mean the best advertisers of 225?
Yeah, that too. Yeah,
pretty much.
And and of course, we also brought in the overrated Rouge that we did on the Regstick.
Yes.
And so I ran into you last week at Jay DeCody's barbecue sauce launch party over at Beau Soleil. And you do shows with him all the time, right?
Yeah, Jay is I refer to him on my radio show and a podcast as my hetero life mate. So since he's responsible for I won't say the success of my show, but for the few listeners that I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Jay was on the show here a couple weeks ago.
Well, I guess the $50 that I spent on Jay DeCody barbecue sauce and rub the first day it was out wasn't enough to get me invited.
Was not enough. No. No, you didn't rank for
meanwhile, Jeremy gets a free bottle signed by him.
No, I paid $10 for my bottle.
See, but, then I think I got the better end of the deal.
But I did
I paid $10 for my bottle and I didn't have to have him sign it.
But I did get free food and got to see the awesome cake.
How's Beau Soleil? I'm going to go in there tomorrow night.
Oh, you've never eaten there?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. You got
to
go.
I have a friend. She's a doctor here in town. She eats there like 3-4 times a week.
I hear I need to have the duck.
The duck is awesome. If you go on Sundays to do brunch, brunch is killer. It's my favorite place to go eat brunch.
It's not Mason's?
Yeah, no, Mason's. Everybody talks about Mason's with the...
If you touch my fucking
I'm trying to move the microphone closer to you, man.
You just tell me to stand closer to it. Just lean in.
Okay.
Mason's is good, but I mean, you know, if you want to wait 5 hours to get a table...
Wait 3 hours in line, park 4 blocks away?
But Mason's, yeah. I mean, Mason's like...
On a Sunday?
If you get to Mason's...
Sundays are worse. Saturdays are okay. Sundays are just horrible.
If you get to Mason's at like 9:04, you can park in their parking lot and wait half an hour.
Yeah.
If you get there at 9:07, you're going to wait until dinner, and you're going to be parked like up on Tiger Bend.
Yeah, you park across the street in that neighborhood and have to walk.
Yeah, and hope your car's there when you get back.
Those better be some goddamn awesome fucking mimosas.
See, I'm not a mimosa drinker. The breakfast burger is pretty serious.
Really?
Yeah. It's a burger and then like a homemade sausage patty and bacon and cheese. It's ridiculous. It's good. But Beau Soleil, I highly recommend the chicken salad sandwich on pretzel bread with a side of mac and cheese.
All right. You're making me hungry here.
Good thing. Well, good thing. I'm going to try a couple different things tomorrow night.
Cool. All right. Well, I guess we'll go ahead and get started. We have a lot of topics that we want to talk about. I want to get this one out of the way because the local media has just barely touched on it. Just just the yeoman's work just to report it and not really cover it too much. And I understand why, but because they have taste, we do not. So I just want to get it out there that Congressman Bill Cassidy represents the 6th District. He's my congressman, and he is running against Mary Landrieu for the U.S. Senate. The election is later on this year in the fall. Now, if you don't know, his name is Dr. Bill Cassidy for a reason. He's a medical doctor, as is his wife.
Okay.
Conservative, Republican, family values, yada, yada, yada. 17-year-old unwed daughter is pregnant and expecting later this summer. Now, I know that the Mary Landrieu camp, they're smart enough to not come within 10 feet of this. And understand
his daughter wasn't.
Yeah. Ooh, nice. Yeah. And you know, is it a non-issue? I think it would be
10 inches of it.
It's one of those hypocritical kind of things because, okay, family values, family unit. I don't know if he teaches, if he's one of these abstinence only kind or.
Well, if he's a horrible teacher, if that's the case.
Yeah, exactly. So, and
I think
and
she missed that day in school.
She missed that day.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason. Now, the like I said, the Mary Landrieu campaign, I don't think is going to touch it. But you do have a Tea Party champion guy named Rob Maness out of the North Shore who is hardcore Tea Party, libertarian, that kind of thing. And with what happened in Mississippi about a month ago with the what's the guy's name? I forget the guy who lost to Thad Cochran.
Oh,
the Tea Party guy.
I can't think of his name either.
Anyway, he lost to the sitting Republican who, in Mississippi, you can do this. You can get Democrats to come out and vote.
Oh.
You can get
that, well, that too.
You can get Democrats to come out and vote for a Republican in a Republican primary as long as they don't cast a vote in a Democratic primary.
Yeah.
And Thad Cochran basically appealed to black Democrats in Mississippi to come and vote for him because he was the lesser of the two evils. And he won. He beat this Tea Party guy. But this was the Tea Party guy over there. One of the there's this whole thing. If you heard about, they hired this guy, or he was connected somehow with the Tea Party guy's candidacy, and he went into this like a living assisted living facility mm-hmm. to try to get pictures of Thad Cochran's wife, who is like really in bad shape, like dementia.
And like use that against
yeah,
him?
And like yeah, just to show, just to show how neglected, how bad the facility is, and how neglected she is.
Oh, so like he just put her in some piece of shit.
Yeah, that was
just,
the whole
like,
thing. They were going to try it, and these are two Republicans fighting for the Senate seat over there.
Yeah,
and the guy was like arrested. It was shady, illegal. Well, anyway, the candidate loses. The candidate tries to distance himself from this shady dude.
Yeah.
Shady dude, like a week later, offs himself.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Which means he was totally innocent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he wasn't guilty at all.
No. Well, I mean, of course
yeah.
not.
So anyway, I say all that to say this.
You
I don't put
Bill
I don't,
Cassidy's daughter kills herself?
No. I'm not putting
okay,
any.
Because I was kind of looking at my phone, so I missed.
No.
And he's a big pro lifer, too, right?
I'm not putting anything past the Rob Maness camp.
To use the
pregnancy against Cassidy because they're desperate. They don't give a shit.
All right,
they have nothing to lose.
True.
So this couldn't be better timing I tried it. But I got a text message from a friend of mine who found an old picture. And she just sent me the picture.
Oh.
And for those of you that are thinking like, oh, maybe this will be on the website with the podcast next week.
No.
Fuck no, it won't.
let me guess. Is it areola? Does it look like the bottom of a Gatorade bottle?
No.
Wow.
No, this is much, much.
I think I dated that girl.
I think that's. No, I'm going to shut
that's
up.
That's a Sonny-ism. That's a quotable Sonny tweet.
So I like nipples that like aerials like manhole covers.
Oh, you definitely would like this girl I dated
nipples,
then.
Nipples like erasers, but not like a pencil eraser, like that pink,
the big eraser.
Yeah, just. or the eraser that's just like it's the pen that's all retractable eraser, fully extended. So you're talking about people at 17. This is a picture of me at 19.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's grainy, and there's a picture. There's a brown picture frame behind me, which makes my hair actually look like a mullet.
Oh.
So great. The mullety part in the back is actually the downslope of a picture frame, but the top actually is my legitimate hair at the time. That's right before I started shaving. I'm 17. I'm 17 in that picture.
You've got like a Bosworth flat top.
I've
going
got
on
like
there.
Fucking Kid and Play rocking.
Dude. That is serious.
That is 17 because that's not long before. I might be 16. That's
how much product do you have in there to?
That was like LA looks back then.
That's totally a Bosworth kind of cut.
This is a Bosworth.
The way it's making the mullet.
You're just missing the shaved side.
The sides were shaved. I think the frame might be giving me a little more height on the top, but not a lot.
You look like you should be chasing down and not tackling Bo Jackson on the sideline.
That's also if you notice the little logo on the jeans right there, that's some JNCOs I'm sporting.
Wow.
I tell you what, before they got ridiculously oversized, though, if they still made the original JNCOs, like the 18 to 20 inch openings on the bottom, mm-hmm. I would wear the fuck out of them still.
Because they're comfortable.
Yes.
Jesus.
That's a great picture.
But we're not going to see this picture.
No.
We're not going to see it.
No, that fucking... You can see that picture after I die. You know what you can do? You can get my phone...
And you could post
print
it
out. No, I want that to be on like the collage that they put up.
Oh, next to the coffin.
Yeah,
the
big, yeah. I want that picture in there.
The scrolling. Yeah,
I want it to
the scrolling
all,
pictures on the on the big TV screen.
I want it to all be pictures of me with hair.
It'll be playing some Limp Bizkit in the background. Watch.
Yeah, really. Exactly. So I guess while we're on the political bent,
I have a question before we get off that thing. What the fuck is up with Mary Landrieu's mouth? Like. I know
that sideways shit.
That thing where like she's looking and like her mouth, and she goes into like this Joker grin like every now and then. I noticed it during the during the Katrina news conferences, which she'd be standing in the background.
Like she should be talking like Edward G. Robinson. Yeah, Katrina. Yeah,
but like she wasn't saying anything. She was like standing there and her mouth was closed, and every now and then you get like this little.
I try not to look at her face too much.
Me either. But on that press conference, she
was distracting.
Who was the governor then? Blanco.
Yep. Yeah.
She was in the background and she was just her mouth kept doing that. I was like, "What the fuck is she having a stroke? What's wrong with her?"
She's having a Greta Van Susteren moment.
Ah.
You ever notice Greta Van? That's all she does. She has one time she talks out of the side of her mouth.
True.
I kept. I'd like to see the outtakes of that commercial with her and her dad when they're sitting there.
Yeah.
I just want her dad to start saying all the Jackie Gleason lines from Cannonball Run. I just want him to turn to him and be like, "When I get home, I want to slap your mama in the mouth."
Smokey and the Bandit.
Not Cannonball Run, Jesus.
When she comes out of the bathroom, she's got toilet paper stuck to her foot. Or no, was that the sheriff? The sheriff had...
Yeah.
Sheriff had...
Buford T. Justice.
But the son, his zipper got stuck.
Yeah.
And so Jackie Gleason was bent over trying to fix his son's zipper.
Yeah.
That was classic. So, all right, so we're talking about New Orleans.
Hang on. If we're going to say Smokey and the Bandit, I got to tell you my fucking favorite line in that entire movie.
Okay.
Whenever the son goes... Daddy, my hat blew off. And Jackie Gleason goes, "I hope your goddamn head was in it."
I was thinking of that line, actually, right before you said that.
Oh, I fucking love that
line.
That's
a great one. And everybody at this table knows what the...
Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper.
No, what the cargo was that they were going to get.
Coors Light.
Coors.
Oh, just Coors.
Just Coors. Okay. That's right, because you couldn't get it east of Texas back then. The lovely Courtney has joined us here to check on our drinks here at El Rio Grande. Have you met Chuck P. from Me and My Big Mouth Podcast?
How are you? Nice to meet
lovely
you.
Courtney. So we're talking about New Orleans politics with Mary Landrieu and politics in general. We got to talk about the big news today. We knew he was convicted back in February, but today the sentence came down. Chocolate City, Chocolate Pity.
Little Willy Wonka himself.
Yeah.
Chocolate Titties.
Chocolate Titties.
Well, that too,
yeah. I like what Brian Haldane said this morning. He started singing Willy Wonka, Chocolate City. In the land of incarceration.
Nice.
That was Brian Haldane this morning at the radio station. Reagan Agin, 10 years. Jail, motherfucker. You going to prison. Of course, it's Oakdale Federal Minimum Security Prison.
No,
no fencing guitar lessons, apparently.
Yeah. Might only have HBO and not Showtime. So
yeah, not exactly a little Boosie in Angola, but hey.
Let his ass go to Angola.
Yeah.
Whole new definition
I'm
of
just
chocolate
trying
city.
Something different.
Which as long as you're not making any noise on the podcast, you're okay.
Am I?
I'm just
chilling.
Okay.
I'm just resting the mic on my gut now is what I'm doing, folks.
As long as it doesn't pick up your tummy rumbles.
No, it shouldn't. Okay. All right, I'm making Jeremy nervous. I picked up my microphone off the table.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let me put that back down.
So, but Ray Nagin's going to jail. Yay.
Stop touching it.
But only for 10 years.
Only 10 years. And
so what does that mean? He'll get like 2.5 and he'll be
probably
out?
Probably.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to report until September.
So he just gets to chill for the rest of the summer.
Yeah.
I mean,
watch
not,
all the Saints preseason games.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Fucker.
God. Yeah.
He's such a Jimmy Graham cracker ankles go out there and bitch about getting $6 million. But meanwhile, if anybody hits him coming off the line, he can't fucking do anything for the rest of the game.
I'm sorry. I couldn't.
That's why you don't get paid like a wide receiver, bitch.
Yeah.
Because you don't play like a wide receiver.
If you don't know what that's all about.
Jimmy Graham's great unless you jam him at the line.
What was it? They tagged him as a franchise player. So he said, okay, that's fine. But instead of getting tied in money, which is like 5 times less than wide receiver money, he was trying to argue, I'm a wide receiver. Bitch, your fucking your Twitter handle says you're a tight end.
Exactly.
Yeah. Your Donruss card says you're a tight end.
Yeah.
They still make Donruss? I don't know.
I don't know.
I just remember Fleer, Donruss, and Tops, and then Upper Deck came along later. But by then, it was
all I know is somewhere out there, Bob Nelson is loving the tight end wide receiver debate.
It's I won't say it's conflicting, but it's just like
remember Bob Nelson, the guy with the famous routine. If it would be for football, we'd be playing football today.
No.
Wait, say that again.
If it wouldn't be for football, I wouldn't be playing football today. It's a famous routine he did back in Dangerfields back in the late 80s.
I don't remember that.
And one of the he did all these football players, and like he came out, he's like the all-star team, and he introduced himself like Leon Felt, University of Howard. Looked down at his jersey. 27. Oh, shit. 72.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
One of the characters was like a little gay guy from University of San Francisco, tight end. But next year, I hope to be a wide receiver.
I vaguely remember that.
I got nothing on that.
That was class Bob Nelson.
I've never fucking heard of Bob Nelson.
He was like, that was like his one-hit wonder. That was his.
I mean, I know.
He was like Kaja Gugu to Too Shy to Shy. That was,
I know Billy Crystal doing the boxing, impersonating boxers. I like eggs, but not the over easy. is that Larry Hagler or Marvin Hagler?
Marvin Hagler.
Yeah.
I like, what was it?
Marvelous Marvin Hamlish Hagler.
Hamlish.
I was like Jimmy Kimmel imitating, the guy that played at Louisiana Tech. Play for the Utah Jazz.
Carl Malone.
Yeah.
With your Carl Malone. Reminding you, the chicken, egg like a chicken. It's like a chicken baby. So when you eat an egg, you eat a baby. This here, Carl Malone.
That's a good Carl Malone.
Yeah. You know someplace for LSU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably won't be nearly as good as the old man, but
yeah.
We'll see. I don't know.
All right, so last night, I'm watching TV, rarely watch Channel 9. I was just on to see what the weather was like. And then,
everybody watches Channel 9.
Everybody watches Channel 9, so I actually watched it, and they had an update. You know, Matt Williams, who does these Crime Stoppers updates. And I don't know if you know this, but there was a guy about a month and a half ago, Russell got shot. Mm-hmm. At first, we thought, there's a friend of ours who worked at an auto shop, mm-hmm. one of our advertisers at Breaksmore. Anyway,
Jeremy sucking the funny out of the room again.
I know. Anyway,
but this time it's not one of his jokes. It's a story.
It's a story, yes. But anyway, just an update, by the way, we thought Russell was killed by the guy and they shot each other. No, both of them were killed by the same gun. So anyway, they were doing an update on Crime Stoppers because in Gardier in the area, nobody knows what's going on. Nobody said it. We didn't see shit.
Well, of course.
You know, everybody talks and they know what's going on, but when the cops show up,
I ain't saw nothing.
And meanwhile, the guy bleeds out for 2 hours and they get to him. He's still alive, but he dies on the way to the hospital. If one of these motherfuckers had stepped up and said something, Russell would probably be still alive.
Exactly.
Anyway, so they're doing an update on the Crime Stoppers last night. So I text Sonny. I say, hey, you watching WAFB? And he replies, what, the eggplant story? And what, eggplants? I'm like, wow, Sonny really has expanded his repertoire when it comes to racial slurs.
You been watching The Jerk lately?
But no, I actually thought it was the eggplant story. Yes. The fucking
that was how I learned about the eggplant story. I didn't know about it.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I'm calling bullshit on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, first of all, fucking Geno's hadn't had press in 30 years.
I don't know. They get press every year. It's like, oh, mama hasn't died. She's still alive. She's like 107, still in the back cooking.
And they win best Italian restaurant.
Best Italian. She ain't fucking cooking in the back anymore. Look, I tell you what. I like Geno's. I like using a flashlight to look at the fucking menu because I don't think there's any lights in there anymore. And, you know, the food is okay. It's, you know, it's good.
If you get the right menu, you might be able to get a few traces of cocaine off of there somewhere.
Yeah. But guess it ain't it ain't the fucking Geno's that was Geno's whenever I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't the same anymore.
No.
They're living on the legend. So apparently somebody found an eggplant and arranged the seeds in the Word of God.
Jeez.
And,
so now God speaks through us to us through vegetables.
And that was a real wordsmith from Genius that they interviewed on it.
Where Terry Schiavo was the mouth of God?
Ouch. Wow.
So,
you went there, did you?
All he had to say was,
See, he said it right there. He said it.
Yeah, and how about this? If your fucking eggplant really did say God in it, how has it deteriorated that quickly? Like, they show the picture from when he first took it yesterday. And then they showed it on the news that night, all wrapped in saran wrap and protected. It was already turning black.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you a better story about a zombie. It's called The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
They don't come back for your sins. They come back for your brains.
Exactly.
But, yeah, if you haven't seen it, we'll post a picture on theredstick.com. But this guy was cutting eggplants because they saute him or whatever. Yeah. And then he just cuts into it, and the seeds spelled out the word God in the cross section. And so they're interviewing him on Channel 9. It's gotten picked up by the Huffington Post. It's nationwide now. So yeah, the shitty story on Channel 9 about eggplant seeds arranged in letters that spell out God. Apparently,
God's going from speaking through toast now to eggplants.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's going to blow up into something big. Because remember, they had that house off of Goodwood.
Yeah, the Bleeding Mary.
Yeah,
yeah. Apparently kid had some food coloring and hit up a statue with it.
Yeah,
and for literally months after that,
it was around the corner from my house.
Yeah, they had a tarp with like chairs under, and I'd pass by there every day on the way home.
$5 to go stand in line and look at it.
There's people just sitting in the chairs under the tarp praying.
They had a dude.
How Geno's is getting their business now.
They had a dude because it's not far from my house. They had it's like a little service or a little dead end street right off of Airline on Goodwood. And if you didn't know that street was there, you'd pass right by it.
Yeah.
And what they did was they had to do it at like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. We were on our way home. We saw him. He was out there, a little Vietnamese guy. And he had his little light-up wand, like you see cops directing traffic at night. He had one waving people down the street so they knew where the house was.
Wow.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, Bleeding Mary, down here. And if you go down Goodwood, I'm really disappointed by the house on Goodwood and Airline with the big Mary statue and the lights? Uh-huh. I'm really disappointed.
How come it
couldn't
be them?
People. Well, a lot of people thought it
they
was
them. They
got to
step their Christ game up.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, when we first moved into the neighborhood, that thing was lit up every night, like a Vegas casino.
Exactly.
We'd call her Proud Mary, because the crown at the top.
Had her own soundtrack.
The light, strobe, and then when Christmas time came around, they didn't around.
I called it Rocky IV.
Rocky IV.
You know, because he's fighting the Russians in the Statue of Liberty.
Oh yeah.
Four.
And so we call that one Proud Mary because that was the big one, gaudy and everything. If you went down the street a little bit further, maybe half a mile towards Broadmoor High on the right hand side, there was another Mary statue, but a lot more subdued, and that was Humble Mary.
Yeah.
And if you keep,
she didn't like all the publicity.
No. You know. And if you keep going down a little further on Goodwood on the left, before you get to Sharp, this is all within maybe a mile of each other on Goodwood, all Vietnamese families. There's another one that's like made of limestone.
Kind of like.
And it's got like waterfalls. And we call that one Niagara Mary.
I thought there was going to be TLC Mary.
TLC?
Waterfalls.
Yeah. I can see that.
I was shocked. The one at Goodwood and Airline, that's not Vietnamese.
Ah, I could have swore those are Vietnamese.
I was shocked as well to find out it was some Hispanic people there.
Oh, well, the Hispanics are. Well, I think maybe the Vietnamese used to own it, and then now the Hispanics. I don't know, but I could have swore the Vietnamese owned it before.
Maybe they're sharing.
I don't know.
That's but true. Either way, it's a house with like 116 people in
it. Yeah, exactly.
But they've and none of them can go out there and change Mary's lights because there's like two lights left that work out of like a dozen or two.
Next time you pass by, see if there's a bunch of trucks with like a lot of chrome on them. Uh-huh. If so, that'll support my theory.
Okay. I'll have to do that.
If she needs a roof, I'm sure they'll get one up on her real quick.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they've let her get run down. I'm really disappointed in
them. Really do think, I'm sorry, just sidebar. after I go to the gym in the morning, I go by racetrack on Old Hammond right there at Sharp.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I get a cup of coffee. Because I'm not going to make an entire pot of coffee so I can have one cup at the house before I go to work.
You need to get you a Keurig like we have at the house.
No. I fucking love racetrack coffee.
Well, they do. It is good coffee.
Because I can mix like a little Colombian, a little extra caffeine, a little dark roast, and a little medium roast. That's true. I'm my own barista.
Create your own blend there. It's nice.
You can even put a little shot of cappuccino in there if you need to.
There you go.
Good shit. But I'm fairly certain there's three roofing companies that follow me to the gym every morning because it doesn't matter if it's 3:45, 4:15, or 10 after 5. Mm-hmm. Whenever I pull up in that parking lot, there's three truckloads of roofers that come in all buying 17 drinks apiece.
Holy crap.
Every one of them paying with a $20 bill.
Good Lord.
And they're just lined up halfway across the store.
They don't have access. They don't know that Igloos Playmates have been invented, or that you can buy in bulk
every morning
at different places like Costco.
Every morning, there's 10 guys in front of me with two
like
waters,
big fountain drinks.
No,
just
two bottles of water, two Powerades, and a Monster or a Red Line or one of those.
Wow!
Every one of them's got it every morning.
Hmm.
I just want to be like, hey, fellas, Walmart, you just buy shit in bulk.
Exactly. Yeah. Buy a couple you cases, can get that get
for,
ice you chest.
2 weeks for what you spend in here in one day.
Yeah.
They take those $20 bills at Walmart also.
Really?
In case you didn't know.
Yeah.
El Walmarto.
Yes. And you can come here to Racetrack and buy ice.
El Costco.
El Costco. El Sam's. Or Samuel.
No. I think you got to have a driver's license to get a Costco membership.
That's true, too. While we're on the subject of Channel 9, we'll take a break for commercial after this. But
and also, hey, everybody, the Kieran thing, that's just jokes for the podcast, people. Relax. Relax with, like, tagging me in statuses about it and shit. It's jokes.
What people are...
She's going to get a fucking restraining order against me because I was like, oh, Kieran Scholl is really pretty. Next thing you know, they're like, oh, he's stalking her. He's outside of her window. Look, he's on her block. Jesus Christ, people, relax. I have friends at WAFB. Let's fucking tone it down.
Yeah, Josh Meeks is working mornings now, so I'm going to see about getting that dude over here now that he's available
there
in the afternoon.
Yeah.
See if he can steal Kieran's phone for me.
Well, there he goes. There he goes.
It's jokes, people. It's jokes.
All right, so speaking of hot women on Channel 9, you saw this picture, right? With the caregiver. The Shreveport caregiver accused of stealing elderly woman's money. Okay, 77-year-old woman's been arrested. Or no, not 77. She
that
was employed
a
as a caregiver for a 77-year-old woman. Anyway, that's she's 43. Her name's Sherry A. Hayes. No big deal. Par for the course.
Yeah.
The noteworthy part of this is the picture of the woman
who has male pattern baldness.
She looks like, she looks like Sherman Hemsley. I mean,
and he's dead.
And he's dead.
So it's not really him. It's just,
I mean. I've got a better hairline than this one.
Look, I was going to say, you're talking to people like, I realize we just met, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say, this is three dudes with horrific hairlines.
Oh, yeah. None of us have any hair on our head.
No. Nope.
Three chrome domes. Yeah. Chuck's got a full beard to go with his shaved head.
Yeah. I've got a horrid goatee.
And I've got nothing. I'm just going clean shaven here.
Jeremy shaved 30 minutes ago, so he's got a 6 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, exactly.
Slightly after 5.
He shaved it. I watched him in the parking lot shaving.
I'm 7 days away from the no-fly list.
It's 7. You're being generous.
Yeah. So, but we're going to post a picture. People are having fun with her picture.
Oh, so bad.
Oh, man. It's just, I saw it. I was like, my weave. She needed the money to get her fucking weave.
Yeah, that's probably why she was taking all of it.
That's got to be it. 43-year-old Sherry A. Hayes, 400 block of Dixon Avenue in Shreveport. Used the elderly woman's
Sounds
bank
like a
information.
Nice neighborhood.
She
wait, what
used
was it?
The, wait, she used the woman's bank
Dixon
information.
Dixon Avenue?
Ugh, I don't even know where that's at.
Yeah.
That's it, so fucking hood, I've never heard of.
It's in Shreveport.
Oh, okay.
I said, that's why. Shreveport. Third okay. time I said Shreveport.
I missed that,
Nobody
too.
Listens to you.
I know. She used the woman's bank information and debit card to pay her personal bills, including
the
car notes.
About that hairline.
Yeah.
Car notes, car insurance, utility bills, and cell phone bills. Well, at least she was using it responsibly.
Well, yeah.
She didn't spend it on, like, rims and nails.
Yeah, she was paying her bills,
didn't
at least.
Spend it on hair, either.
So, no.
No.
She was doing it. Sure.
Or a hat.
I got to respect her. That's
well,
actually,
wait. I spoke too soon. She also allegedly bought a diamond ring with the money.
Well, yeah. She got to bling it out.
Hang on. A diamond ring, that's a solid, you know, it's a real diamond. It's not a fake diamond. That's a solid investment for the future.
That's still inflated. The only reason diamonds have value is because of the fucking De Beers company.
The only reason gold has value is because people like shiny shit.
It's
a rock.
No,
son.
You can do stuff with gold.
Yeah. You can look at it. It's a rock. Fucking platinum's a better conductor, but it ain't as shiny as gold. The reason fucking gold is anything is because it was a shiny rock at a time when people didn't have plasma TVs. If gold got discovered today and it was the first time anybody ever saw gold, they'd be like, wow, look at this shiny rock. What the fuck is this on my giant television? Oh, my God. We're flying across the sky and we're in space. Fuck this shiny rock. Fuck gold.
Fuck gold.
He hates gold.
He hates the gold.
I have this debate. I have a couple friends of mine that are like, I'm investing in gold and precious metals for when the economy collapses.
Yeah.
Well, when the economy collapses, you know who doesn't want fucking gold? Anybody who's like, I'll trade it for food. The fuck you will.
Yeah.
You know what you'll trade for food? A shotgun. You'll trade that for food. Or a haircut. If you don't have a fucking skill that you can use, you're like, I got all these shiny rocks. What the fuck I'm going to do with them? The economy's useless.
That's his skill, collecting rocks. Yeah. That's what he can do.
Yeah. The only thing that gold's going to be good for is if you get a big piece of it and you can fucking hit somebody in the head and take their sandwich. But it's so soft and malleable, it won't do you any good anyway.
No.
You're talking, talking about post-apocalyptic survival shit. I get these emails every day from The Hayride, which is like uber conservative. Yeah. That's the only reason I know about Rob Maness running for Senate. And it's just to see the crazy shit that they post on The Hayride. They also send out emails as advertisement for people paying them to send out advertisement for them.
Yeah.
And it's always the craziest shit, like investing in gold or don't let Obama, this will stop Obama from destroying your retirement. And so the one this morning I saw, the subject line, and this is a legitimate fucking ad from a local website. This is an ad. FEMA hates this spork.
I bet those bastards do.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's a spork with, like, it's like a Swiss Army knife, all kinds of stuff on it. Like, every bug-out bag. Oh, you don't have a bug-out bag?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't believe you don't have a bug-out bag.
Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck a bug-out bag is.
A bug-out bag is whenever the shit goes down, that's a bag that's got, like, some MREs and a pistol and your knives and some fucking paracord that you got to have, you know.
Because
everybody needs fucking first aid kit
with all sorts of medicine
water
and
tablets. I bought this special kindling that doesn't ruin, you know, it's tinder for the fire. Hey, you know what makes fucking better tinder than fucking anything you can buy online? Dryer lint. Everybody's got a fucking bag of dryer lint in their laundry room. You clean out your lint filter, you dump
that
in the fucking Walmart bag.
Yeah, dryer lint.
That is the tinder that people buy online. It's fucking dryer lint.
That's why
all
if you don't
is.
Clean your shit out, if something happens,
that's why your house burns
boom,
down.
Your house
that makes sense.
Yeah, your house is gone.
Yeah, here's a note for you, campers. I'm not even one of you. I'm not even a fucking survivalist. I don't even own a gun. I got 746 fucking knives, but I don't own any guns.
I stabbed the shit out of you.
Yeah. I like to get up close and personal. Here's a pro tip. Here's a life pro tip for you kids at home. If you ever want to attack me, shoot me from a distance. Because if you get within arm's reach, you're getting fucking stabbed by three different knives that I got on me at any given time.
Sonny just bought three more knives. He's got a problem. He's got a problem.
But, I mean, like, how do I not buy? Like, this is my newest one. This is Kershaw. Oh,
flip it open
Knockout.
Right by the microphone. There you go.
Kershaw Knockout, made in America. This fucking, it cuts paper. I can fucking shave off hair with it. You can shave your face with it. It's so fucking sharp. Made right here in Oregon. That's just a fucking legit
right
night.
Here in Oregon.
Well, America, but America. Oregon. Okay. In Oregon, in America. They do have some China-made knives that are almost as good. It's a fucking legit knife. Like, who wouldn't want this knife?
The person you're going to stab.
Somebody.
With
it. Yeah. Yeah, the person I'm going to...
I'll just keep that knife. Just keep it.
The person I want to give it to not handle first.
Yes.
Like, I've ordered knife parts to, like, different clips because I don't like the clip that came with it. Ordered a different clip online. Uh-huh. Got, like, six different sharpeners. I just fucking like knives now. Every room in my house. Come into my fucking bathroom, you could get stuck, son. You might get
you're
got.
You're gonna be like that guy on. You're gonna be like that guy on Doomsday Preppers. Yeah, where he's got knives strapped hidden everywhere in his house, and like every day he just surprises his wife and starts attacking her, and just to see how she reacts.
Good Lord, really?
Every day, just about he'll.
Thankfully, I'm not quite that bad because he's got like shitty gas station knives. And while I do have a sentimental place for a couple of shitty gas station knives that I got, most of my knives are really good knives, and I'm not going to just duct tape it to the back of a chair.
Were any of those Mexican roofers buying those shitty knives at the racetrack?
Yeah.
They were.
Orderly.
I do have
gotta go do a roof, and then I'm going to go stab a bitch.
I do have a knife on my bookcase.
Watch me cut your styrofoam. Watch.
I got a knife on my bookcase right next to where I sit on my sofa. Kind of edges up to my bookcase. Mm-hmm. And I do have one of my bigger knives on there. But I didn't put it there for defense. That was just the last place that I had it. And so I just put it one shelf higher than any of the kids that are ever at our house could reach. And it just kind of stayed there.
It just stayed there.
At least you know where it is.
Yeah. It got to the point, I was like, fuck it, I'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
Because if something did happen and I needed to get to a knife quick, that's the fucking one that I'd want.
There you go. By the way, to put a button on the deal, I'm going to start using the subject lines from the Hayride's emails as names for a trivia team.
Nice.
So next time we go play trivia at like LaBerge on Sunday.
Hashtag.
It's going to be FEMA hates this spork.
Hashtag awesome. Hayride. Hashtag lots of knives.
Lots of knives.
Hashtag bitches getting stuck.
Hashtag right. Gonna get got.
Gonna get got. So when we come back, we're going to talk about World Cup. It's winding down. People are talking about it.
Nobody fucking talks about it.
People are talking about it a little bit. We're also going to talk about some other crazy...
Fuck people. People talking about World Cup are the same people that can't feed themselves or are buying gold. Fuck the World Cup.
We're also going to talk about Robin Thicke and... open carry activists and a little thing called rolling coal that's going on in America. That's a real thing, apparently. So anyway.
I've rolled a few J's, but never coal.
First time for everything.
All right, so stick around to the Red Stick Podcast. We'll be right back.
Hey, Port Allen. Your past couple mayors might be embarrassing, but at least you have a restaurant you can be proud of. Court Street Cafe serves delicious home-style meals 6 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, along with brunch from 8 to 2 on Sunday. And you don't need to give yourself a $20,000 raise to afford eating there. Located at 805 Court Street in downtown Port Allen, Court Street Cafe offers a variety of omelets, burgers, po' boys, platters, and so much more. So, if you're hungry on the west side, there's no need to hunt for which place to eat. Get it? Which hunt? Find out more at courtstreetcafe.com.
All right, welcome back, folks, to the Red Stick Podcast. So, Sonny, you were just telling me about a girl you knew. We were talking about fuel, getting the wrong fuel, because I had a brother-in-law who one time put in diesel in his gas-driven Suburban and thought he had put some bad gas in there and just tried to get it out by accelerating, pulling over, revving it up. Next thing you know, I-10's covered in a blanket of smoke like he had popped a bunch of smoke grenades in Full Metal Jacket. And but he put diesel in a gas engine, which apparently is not as bad as the other way around.
Right.
But you knew a girl who had a diesel bug, and the roommate put gasoline.
And ruined the engine, just destroyed it.
What a cunt.
Well, like I said, she was a dumb bitch.
Okay. So Don't do that, folks. But we were talking about that because there's a thing going on in America right now. You've heard about the open carry stuff, right? Have you ever seen the open carry rallies where people are walking in, especially in Texas? Apparently in Texas, they don't have... You can open carry long barrel guns, but you can't open carry pistols.
Which is stupid.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I don't. Why do you need to walk into a... I mean, I don't understand why you have to walk into a Walmart with like a M16 or like
an AR-15 and everything. And you got these guys that are doing open carry rallies. And you have certain places that are telling them you're not welcome here with your big-ass automatic weapon because you're scaring the shit out of people, especially kids.
Yeah, exactly.
At some point, you're just being a dick.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're just doing it to fucking do it.
And I like what John Stewart said one time. He says, you, with the combination of open carry, activism, and stand your ground laws... If you've got a guy, you see a guy walking, say you're at Walmart or Target or whatever, shopping, minding your own business, and a guy walks in with an AR-15 strapped or slung around his shoulder, white, black, whatever, maybe wearing camouflage, what is your first thought that goes through your mind?
Well, at my Walmart, I'm hitting the fucking deck.
You're scared. You have a reasonable...
You
reasonably think your life is in danger.
I'm going to yell Wolverines and assume that the fucking Cubans are attacking us.
And you're not.
That's right. I said Cubans, not that bullshit North Korean second remake of
that was horrible.
Red Dawn. Fucking bitches.
Horrible. So, but, and
you drink the deer's blood, goddamn it! Fuck that remake. I'm sorry.
You're not easily scared, are you? You're not an easily scared person.
It depends, dude. With a gun. The first couple times I was really scared. Chick who's like, if any woman that ever goes, guess what? I'm fucking heart attack.
But you have a reasonable, you reasonably think that you have grounds to be fearful that your life is in danger. Okay. Same with you, Chuck?
Is it when they say open carry, does he have it like on a bandolero, like around his back?
Is he carrying, if
I see a guy and he's got like a shotgun breech and he's holding the crook of his arm while I'm trying to pick up some fucking peanut butter, I'm going to be a little more nervous of that.
I've seen where they're carrying it different ways, but they have it slung on their shoulder in general.
As long as he's not holding it like at a soft ready, you know, where the handle's up and out. Like whenever you see the police carrying before they go into a house, they got the handle up and out. You know, they're not aiming at you, but they're ready.
They're at the ready, yeah.
If I see a fucking guy strolling like that while I'm trying to find me a $6 screwdriver bit set, I'm probably going to be like, well, wait a minute. But he's just got it around his
back. But you can see where people would legitimately be frightened for their lives, walking in. Somebody they don't know. A total stranger. They don't know what the intent is.
How high are the pants on the guy with the rifle?
And is he holding it sideways? Is he holding the rifle sideways?
Well,
got that side mount scope now, you know, so you can.
Yeah. I was just reading there was a thing in Georgia last week, I think. First day of the open carry law being there in Georgia.
In effect.
Guy walks into a convenience store, gun on his side.
Yeah.
Another guy in the convenience store, gun on his side, walks up to the dude, demands to see his papers. So the other guy's like, well, let me see your papers. They almost get into a shootout in the convenience store.
Right.
It's like, these are the idiots you don't want carrying
the pissing contest with AR-15s.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's real smart.
Yeah.
So, but when you have, like, laws in Florida that are stand your ground, George Zimmerman got off because the law said he had reasonable grounds to believe that his life was in mortal danger.
Because he's getting the shit beat out of him. He did bring that ass whipping on himself.
If you see a guy walking in with an AR-15, and you're scared for your life because you don't know what his intent is, then by the law in these states, you have the right to shoot that person.
Exactly.
That's open carrying. It's just a matter of time before that happens.
Well, I think it's got to be a little bit more than that. I think like he's got maybe if there's like one carton of egg beaters left and the two of you are just like,
yeah, it's going to end up like
you're both like 6 feet away. Corral.
Yeah. But I posted that online and then a friend of a friend said, well, I don't know, man. This is so stupid, man. If I were a liberal, I would want something like that to happen. He could, like, he could see the progression of that happening. Yeah. He says, that's so stupid. I think this is a liberal thing. He says, this might be a false flag, which is like
false flag.
If you say false flag legitimately as part of your lexicon, go fuck yourself.
If you say
that's like blaming something you don't like on the boogeyman.
If you if you say false flag without doing the universal sign for jerking off, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. So then you have another thing going on in this country that it's done by conservatives that is so stupid that other conservatives are like, this can't be legitimate. What the fuck are you thinking? And it's a little thing called rolling coal that you have people in these trucks. It's about the most redneck fucking thing you can think of.
Yeah,
they don't like Obama. They don't like his environmental policy, so they take their diesel trucks and they put the smokestacks on them, and then they alter their diesel engine to make it think that it's running out of fuel, and what happens is it starts blowing this black smoke like the old trains in the in the 1800s, just belching out this black smoke left and right.
See, that's when you ought to be able to use your
open carry
law.
Yeah, shoot one of these fuckers.
Yeah,
or shoot the truck.
You should be able to shoot them and any asshole that's got fucking plastic nuts on his fucking back. Oh, fuck yourself, hillbillies.
Yeah,
I hate that.
They call it Prius or what's a Prius? It's a hybrid Prius, hybrid repellent. They call it hybrid repellent.
Well, yeah, God knows who wouldn't call it a coal burner.
No,
we're just gonna leave that one there. We're not gonna explain that joke. I would like to point out, just in case, this is wildly off topic, and I think.
Now we're venturing into my podcast.
I think us two might be the only ones that get this. But so apparently we have a mutual friend. You posted on Facebook that you were here doing this.
Okay.
And a mutual friend of ours and Jay's just posted, he tagged me in a comment that says worlds colliding because I work with a mutual friend that we all have.
All right.
And in case he does listen to this, I'm not going to say his name, but go fuck yourself. I'm still mad at you over the whiskey thing. Calandro's did the giveaway, and they had the Pappy.
Yeah.
And all I wanted in life was to win a chance to get that Pappy Van Winkle for cost.
Yeah.
Like, I was like,
that shit's expensive.
I was like, I'm excited for the chance to pay $200 for this bottle. And I had some friends there who I told them, I was like, look, here's the deal. You come, you win. I'll give you the $200 for the bottle, and I'll give you another $100 on top of that. All you got to do is come stand there.
Nice. Mm.
And this mutual friend was registered. He wasn't registered for me. He had just registered for himself. And he got pulled for a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle and wasn't there.
Oh, get the fuck. Come on.
Had to be present to win.
Oh, fuck.
So I did send him an email that just said, I hate you.
Jesus. So, okay, between the two.
Ah, I see who it is.
Yeah.
Damn, that's cold-blooded. That's cold-blooded, man. That's all I'm saying is cold-blooded.
All right,
so, my heart.
So between the open carry activists and the rolling cold douchebags, who's more stupid, B, who's hurting their cause more?
I think rolling cold.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, let's get pissed off because you don't like the president's policies and just fuck up the environment.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You're not helping yourself.
I was going to say, carrying a gun, probably not going to affect your great-grandchildren's chance at life on Earth.
No.
Dickheads,
but hopefully you're not breathing much.
Yeah, dickheads shooting coal smoke into the air constantly.
Or at least
that
coal,
seems good.
Or at least coal-looking smoke. It's not actual coal smoke. Yeah.
They deserve
it's still,
a fucking...
It's still black gunk from their engine. Oh, that's like, oh, you smoke Marlboro Ultralights. That's not as bad. Yeah, dick, it is.
Yeah.
It's all fucking terrible.
I like what somebody said. They ought to have to put a hose into their truck cab.
Oh, shit. And just fucking...
and just drive down the street riding like that.
I did see a product the other day. It was one of those... I think it was on Word, WERD.com.
Mm-hmm.
They post,
I love
like,
that fucking site, dude.
Word posts like gadgets and like, oh, this is here's some cool shit you may want to look at or buy. Like they'll have like a crazy cookbook or a fucking
or a $1 million RV that you can drive into the water.
It's always something crazy. Like here's a cookbook of like 1,000 bacon recipes, and then here's a fucking tomahawk hatchet that doubles as a shotgun, and here's this crazy.
It's crazy.
It's just cool gear and gadgets.
All right.
And the other day they had one.
Does it have a spork that FEMA hates?
I bet you could find that fucking spork on Word at some point.
Wow. Yeah.
But they had one the other day,
I guess it's for, boy, I can't say that word, and I can't say that word. So I guess I'm just going to say for pussies that can't jack up a car.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say an F word, but, you know, you can't.
Oh, yeah. I guess,
You hook this hose up to your tailpipe, and then you hook it up to this giant, like, rubber polymer yeah. crazy shit.
And it just inflates.
And it inflates the thing under your car, and that jacks it up so that you can change your tire without actually.
Wow.
So in 15 minutes, you could do what you could do with a jack in, like, 40 seconds.
Right.
So if you got 15 minutes to kill on the side of the interstate before you get around to changing your tire,
right.
pick this bad boy up.
Well, the other thing is it sounds a little more forgiving for people who don't know, wow, that's pretty cool, RV in the water. It's like chitty, chitty, bang, bang, and
yeah.
meets a family vacation or something like that.
Yeah, I just hope you don't pick up the wrong one because I'm pretty sure I've seen that same model at LSU yeah. for a tailgate. Yeah.
But it's more forgiving because not everybody knows where to put a fucking jack on a car.
Yeah.
I saw True. The picture.
Well, you think they know where to put the fucking blow-up doll?
All right.
If it's got a sucking fuck hole on it, I might pick it up.
You'll find it.
Jesus.
I think Robin Thicke has been using that. It's a segue coming.
Nice segue.
A fuck doll. Robin Thicke.
He is a fuck as, doll.
Can I just say saddest motherfucker ever?
Oh, God.
Sad motherfucker. What a...
Literally... The
what's the word I'm looking for?
We may have told
douchebag.
No.
It's a tame word
what
for
a punk.
It. Yeah,
punk
that'll work too.
Go ahead and tell this story, ass. And then I'm gonna yeah. make my. All right, analogy.
So if you don't know Robin yeah. Thicke, he, like our friend Greg Hamilton called him, he's the black man's Justin Timberlake. It's Alan Thicke's son,
yeah,
recording star. He's the one that
and his
went
fucking
on the stage
dad is awesome.
Yeah.
Mr. Growing different. Pains himself.
Yeah, he was yeah. my favorite.
Theme from Different
and
Strokes.
He wrote all kind of yeah themes for TV shows.
True. So Robin Thicke was married to Paula Patton.
Fucking Mike Seaver's dad.
Paula Patton is fucking hot.
Yes.
I mean, like, when they came out with the news that Gal Gadot or Gal Gadot, whatever her fucking name is, her skinny ass was going to play Wonder Woman.
Too skinny. Too skinny.
One of our friends was like, why not Paula Patton? She's built. She's got the look. She's healthy and everything. Have her play. So, anyway, they've broken up. And Robin Thicke is a dog. He's out yes. there fucking around all over on it. So they split. Well, Robin Thicke apparently comes out with this album, and the whole thing is dedicated to her.
Yep.
And what is it called?
Paula.
Paula.
Have you seen the video for the single Get Her Back?
No, I have
it's
not.
It's displaying text messages between those two
uh-huh.
about how he wants her back and stuff, yeah. and she's just blowing him off.
Yeah.
He dedicated his BET performance to her yeah. at the BET Awards, and yeah. there's like this giant... fucking glowing light up Paula that comes down from the ceiling. It spells yeah. out Paula and it's got like, you know, like Vegas sign
yeah.
lights and shit.
And the rumor is they split up because they were having like a three-way session for a long period of time with this other girl.
Ooh.
It was going on for like a year or something.
Really?
And then apparently he started
banging
the
other girl without her there.
Yeah, without her there.
Holy shit.
And that's why.
Well, first of all, anybody that you have like a regular partner in your three-way, and you're like, we're going to make a rule. We can't fuck or win.
Yeah, that's
unless it's both of us there. Guess what? Somebody's fucking her when the other person
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
That's the only – that's every threesome relationship that's ever happened, that's what happened.
I'll tell you right now, speaking from experience – I did that.
No way.
Me and a girl I was living with at the time had a roommate that moved in with us. Started doing a little threesome every now and then.
Uh-huh.
And then when girlfriend wasn't there, because she worked nights at a certain gentleman's club down in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. You're just like, this dick's not going to suck itself.
Thank you very much.
I mean, that works fine like in a missile silo. Where you've got keys and shit.
Yeah.
This guy's got to put the key in. This guy's got
the only way it's going down.
It's the only way. It's the two guys at the same time turning
it.
We're talking about people here. Yeah.
It never works out. It never works out.
While I will preface this with it's just jokes for the podcast, I had the exact same situation. So
I like that.
But just all right, so now I will say this is how much of a fucking like this is me mm-hmm. calling Alan Thicke a bitch.
Or no, Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke. No, I'm
don't,
sorry.
Don't call
Alan.
Out the dad. Don't call out the dad.
I Alan Thicke's awesome.
I love you. I even love the shitty commercials you do for this sketchy credit reform place on Sirius XM Radio.
I ain't trusting it.
You know, Alan Thicke had a shit ton of teeth knocked out of his mouth by a hockey puck.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of fake teeth in his mouth right
Alan
now.
Alan Thick, hockey bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because
he is Canadian.
He yes. also, after that, he ate the hockey puck.
Yeah.
I dated a chick. We broke up because, you know, I mean, I thought she shouldn't be fucking other guys, and she thought she should be fucking other guys. You know, so it was just, we had just like a little difference of opinion, so we split up or whatever.
That happens.
And I helped her move. Well, first I helped her pay her rent, like finish off the lease for the place she was at. Mm-hmm. Helped her move, and then when she went, she had to move again like a month later because something happened. She was moving in with a dude that she was fucking while we were dating.
Oh.
I helped pack her up for that.
No,
and I'm fucking calling Robin Thicke a bitch.
Wow,
wow.
I think that was the last time I was a decent person. I'm pretty sure, like, if I had to, if there was, like, a timeline.
The last time I was a decent person.
If there
person.
Was a timeline on my life and it was like, oh, right there, that's where I just became a fucking raging asshole. Right then.
That's the key
that
moment.
The point.
Like before that, it looked like the stock market, you know, like, oh, it's got its up and down, up and down, up and down, to the basement, motherfucker.
Yeah.
To the basement, out the side door, into the alley.
That was your October 29th, 1929.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was your crash.
That was my 9/11.
Oh.
Shockingly, also in 2001.
All kind of bad shit went down.
And then she fucked a fucking friend of mine who was, from that region after that. That's how fucking terrible of a person she was.
Wow.
And I'm still friends with him. I fucking love that dude.
Wow.
Fuck her, though.
Yeah. But the thing about this album with Robin Thicke, it fucking sucks. Nobody wants to listen to
him
a guy
whine
and complain and cry for his wife that he cheated on to come back to her.
Yeah.
To come back to him.
First of all, every Robin Thicke song sucks.
Yeah.
True.
Even that video of him, like, dry fucking Miley Cyrus on stage that time, that sucked.
Yeah.
Llama tooth bitch.
Mm. I'd fuck her, though. That second video, no, after she got that short haircut, she released that second video. She's, like, dressed all in white, and there's, like, sheets flowing over, and she puts her hand down her short. What?
I didn't see that one.
Oh, you need to, son.
You too, go.
Okay, so we have Robin Thicke over here on one hand, and on the other hand, we have Jay
There's
Williams.
There's a golden band?
Yes.
That's a Randy Travis throwback, bitches, 82.
Yeah. We have ESPN analyst Jay Williams, who played for Duke in the Chicago Bulls.
Yes.
He was hanging out, apparently, with fucking Justin Bieber, flying in a jet airplane with him, tweeting.
Jay Beasy.
Yeah, there's a picture of him that he tweeted out. He's got his arms folded with the sunglasses on, and right next to him is Bieber wearing black hat, black T-shirt, throwing up some kind of a gang sign with the tattoo on his arm. And Jay Williams tweets it.
Do you have the picture up? Can I see the gang sign?
Yeah.
Oh, he's throwing up two in the pink, one in the stink.
It's basically a shocker, but it's like he's holding down the ring finger with his thumb. And that's a bottle of vodka, Voss, V-O-S-S, is it?
That's water.
Water, whatever.
Voss is a fucking fancy bottled water that costs like $7 at Whole Foods.
It's like it. You might as well be buying vodka.
Yeah, no shit for the cost of it.
So Jay Williams tweets out the picture. You can tell they're inside like a private, like a Learjet or something. Spending the last 2 hours at Justin Bieber was truly inspiring. He is changing lives. Hashtag believe.
God, what lives are
why couldn't that plane fucking crash? Why
just nosedive straight down?
Why couldn't they have a suicidal pilot?
Yeah, why couldn't they crash
into
a building?
Yeah, and just take. Why couldn't Al Qaeda infiltrate that and have that have one of their guys at the controls and crash that bitch into?
What's the rules on like getting someone deported? Like what does he have to fucking do?
The petition, the White House. I saw that. But, yeah.
I don't want him to die so much as I just want him to, like...
Would you want to stab him with one of your knives?
No, because then I could go to jail. But, like, if a jaguar ripped his throat out...
Oh, that'd be nice.
And then someone, like, crushed every... Like, can I just say this? Like, how fucked up is life that these two cocksuckers are allowed to keep breathing, but somehow fucking Steve Gleason can't.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
I'm just wondering, what the fuck...
Ask me again about religion. Ugh.
What the fuck did they do in the 24 hours before that together that would make Jay Williams take a picture, hang out with him, and say that in a tweet?
Butt fucked.
I mean, how good was the cocaine that he snorted off of that Colombian hooker's ass?
I probably shouldn't cough the word butt fuck really loud in a restaurant.
I don't think anybody's here.
They need to cut me off.
So between Jay Williams and Robin Thicke, who has lost more credibility in the last week?
I don't think Robin Thicke had credibility to begin with. Well, I mean, I'll go out
on a limb. Well, go ahead, finish your thought.
Well, I'm going to go Jay Williams just because fuck Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm. Apparently he did.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. Jay Williams has lost more credibility because even though fucking Robin Thicke is still hung up on his ex-old lady, apparently he's still getting plenty of side pussy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So even though he's a bitch for like doing all this to try and get her back, he's like, baby, come back. Hang on, honey. Not you. Stay on this dick right here.
Don't put it back in your mouth. Now.
Stop. You're going to ruin it. Put that horse mask back on, Miley.
I bet he was getting blown the entire time he was recording that album. By some chick who wasn't Paula.
Or he found a chick named Paula just to give him inspiration.
Yeah.
So he can keep calling her that.
It's like that scene in The Doors where Val Kilmer is playing Jim Morrison.
Oh, yeah, and he's all
there's one song, our friend Adam Wilson will attest to it. It was L.A. Woman, I think it was. He was on the toilet. One famous song by The Doors, he was on the toilet taking a shit when he sang it. Mm. There was another one in the movie.
All of them.
Yeah. There was another one in the movie where he was getting blown.
Yeah, Meg Ryan was going.
Meg Ryan was going to town on that Jim Morrison cock, and while he was,
I hope it's one where he says, "Listen to the spider bark." fuck this. I'm just disgusted by both of them.
All right. We're getting close to the end here, but Chuck, you want to mention...
This is the end.
Speaking of
Jim Morrison.
The World Cup was World Cup semifinals yesterday between Germany and Brazil.
Yeah.
And everybody was excited because, it's host country, Brazil. Germany's really good. This ought to be a great match. And after 20 minutes, everybody was like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah. Ass whipping.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't watching. I was working on the house, and all of a sudden I saw something pop up on my phone. One of my friends was like, World Cup, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God. And it was like 25 minutes in, it was 4-0, which is like a complete blowout. It was 5-0 at halftime. And then you see all the pictures and video of Brazilians in the stands just crying.
Like, everyone thought they were going to riot. I mean, I'm not a soccer fan.
All of Brazil was on suicide watch.
Yeah, exactly. I watched when the U.S. was in it just because. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a big soccer fan at all. But I started seeing
that. Hashtag sack writer. Hashtag bandwagon.
Hashtag yes. But I kept seeing all that shit, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? So I turned on and caught the end of it. I'm like, holy fuck, they're beating them like they were.
They were up 7-0 at one point, and then Brazil in the last minute
got one,
so it was 7-1. We only lost to Germany by one goal, so that means our team is six times better than Brazil, apparently.
I was like, it's not Poland, Germany. Calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
Just chill.
Yeah.
Chill.
So, I mean, the Brazilians were so upset.
I'm sorry. Hang on. I was ready to come and be like, what's soccer? What's World Cup? All this shit. But goddamn, that Poland line is solid.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
That needs to be your tag at the end of the podcast.
The Brazilians were so upset. They're all... The Brazilians are so upset, they're all ripping their pubic hair out of their skin.
Pubic hair out of their skin.
So angry. But apparently, this is an actual deal here. You know the site Pornhub, right?
Yeah.
I'm familiar.
No. We've actually done some articles on Pornhub because apparently they employ a lot of statisticians, and they're sending out... They'll send out press releases, like they'll show stats on viewing habits and different things, and... We've done a couple of articles on it.
I prefer X videos. Pornhub blocks like certain searches. Oh, like
okay. PornMD is the way to go.
PornMD. Well, PornMD is part of Pornhub.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Pornhub is
on
the list of fucking.
Can't search like taboo on Pornhub, bitches.
So, mother lovers.
So Pornhub begs users. This is an actual headline from Gawker. Pornhub begs users to stop uploading video of Germany fucking Brazil.
the sadists keep doing it, yeah, and the masochists stop.
Like, smart-ass users are posting video of the World Cup match, and like this one right here, the title is Young Brazilians Getting Fucked by Entire German Soccer Team.
That's awesome.
So the Pornhub Katie, I bet her parents are proud.
Oh, yeah.
Pornhub Katie, who's like the social media guru for Pornhub.
Probably
on their Twitter.
A dude.
talking to a dude.
Pornhub Katie at Pornhub said, please stop uploading the game highlights to Pornhub. Our public humiliation category is full.
Jesus.
Hashtag Brazil versus Germany.
Nice. They have a public humiliation.
That's why I couldn't know that. Yeah, so whenever you do that, you definitely don't want to sort by most recent because you're going to have to go to at least page 8.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Yeah. Not that you've ever, it's just from what you heard.
I rarely have ever visited Pornhub.
Yeah.
I prefer xvideos.com and xhamster.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And RedTube's not too bad.
RedTube also a solid option.
Yeah. YouPorn sometimes, every now and then.
Actually, I know we've talked about like porn before where I went so deep into just fucking weird porn that it got back to where just girls flashing their titties was like the only thing that would do it for me.
Yeah.
I'll take
fucking
it.
Reddit.com/gone wild. It's just fucking chicks that are on Reddit showing their titties and their pussies. It's like, oh my God.
I thought that's what Instagram was for.
No.
Oh no!
jokes for the podcast, honey. Jokes for the podcast.
Snapchat.
There's no nudity in direct messages on Instagram.
No, not at all.
No.
At all. So, Jesus.
I like the awkward silence.
All right, so me and my Big Mouth podcast. Folks can catch y'all, what, every week?
The radio show is every Friday at 6 p.m. on 96.9 Baton Rouge Community Radio.
Yeah.
And it replays on Sundays at noon.
Or as I like to call it, 969.
There you go.
Ah.
And they can find the podcast on bigmouthpodcast.com. And then we're on Facebook and Twitter and stuff. So
all okay. And iTunes, places. Right? You're all on iTunes?
Yeah, you can get it on iTunes as well. Just look up me and my Big Mouth and it'll pop up.
And if you have Android like me, just get it from their website. Don't be a dick. They're working on it.
It's going to happen, people. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's a technical glitch. It's going to get fixed.
Yes.
Go to their website. Download it.
Yeah, my web guy's a dick, and I'm working on it.
Because he doesn't like Androids.
He doesn't like Android.
Yeah. You can. It's fine.
So, all right, we'll go ahead and wrap up this episode of the Red Stick Podcast. I want to thank my guests, Sonny Weathers and Chuck P, for coming on.
Oh,
out
I'm
here
your
at old
guest
Rio.
Now?
Yeah, well, you did, I guess.
I'm your guest?
What do you want me to call you, a sidekick?
Sidekick?
Only if you say Suzuki first.
Every time I hear sidekick, I think of Martin Landau playing Bela Lugosi.
Oh,
in
yeah.
That movie, Ed Wood.
That was a good movie.
I love that fucking movie. It's one of my favorite scenes of all time. Where he's sitting there getting ready to film the scene.
That shit don't happen on Instagram.
Damn, no, it don't.
Let me see. No.
Nothing happens on Instagram.
Nothing happens on Instagram.
Nothing.
But
I'm sorry.
Selfies and food pics.
But Bela Lugosi, he's sitting there getting ready to shoot the first scene of this movie he's in. He's befriended Ed Wood. He's kind of washed out, but Ed Wood's going to use him in his movie. And the young guy's all excited. He goes, oh, Mr. Lugosi, I'm a huge fan. Do you mind signing this script for me?
Certainly.
And he goes, I loved you in the blah, blah, blah movie with Boris Karloff as a sidekick. And he just stops and he looks up and he goes, Karloff? Sidekick? Fuck you! Crumples up. Karloff does not deserve to smell my shit. That limey cocksucker can rot in hell for all I care.
That's a good bailer. Very good.
That was solid. I think we ought to end on that.
Shit.
That was much better than my Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper and make it snappy. I'm in a goddamn hurry.
We had hot soup.
So that's what goes through my head whenever I hear a sidekick.
There you go.
I like that.
That's good.
All right. Well, my name is Jeremy White.
Chuck P.
I'm Sonny Weathers, whose Instagram isn't just food pics. It's pictures of bottles of whiskey that I drink and my knives.
And knives and whatever's in your pocket. This has been the Red Stick Podcast.
Stick around, folks.
Ah.
Stick. Get it? stick around. Fuck you, Nick. Butt fucked.